This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
We will have to keep waiting a bit for the Supreme Court decision on health care reform. But to tide us over, we do have news this morning on the Supreme Court's decision on Arizona's controversial immigration law. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is staking out the Supreme Court for us, and she's with me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey.
So first of all, what did the court let stand?
You know, the court considered four sections of the law, and it struck down three. The one that it let stand says, look, you're already in prison in Arizona. We're not going to let you go until you prove that you're not an illegal immigrant. That's the only thing, only one of these four sections that they actually let stand.
So let's get the longer list. What falls?
Yeah, three really important sections of the law. One that said, look, if you're in Arizona, you have to carry papers with you saying that you are legal. That was struck down. Two, Arizona wanted to make it a criminal offense for you to work illegally. Under federal law, it's just a civil offense, which is not as stringent. So Arizona wanted illegal immigrants to actually be fined under criminal law. That was struck down. And number three, state police can no longer just pull people over and find out if they're legal and arrest them if they are illegal. That was struck down. So three key measures of this law, three key sections were struck down.
Now, the other case that you and I and everybody else is waiting for this week is the health reform case. And people have talked about this case and the immigration case as being sort of about federal versus state power, some parallels. Does this decision that we have today give us any insight into the health reform ruling that's right around the corner?
No. It is just almost impossible. There are no leaks from the court. It is completely leak-proof, which is pretty amazing in a town like Washington. What we do know is that Chief Justice Roberts said, we will all be back in court Thursday morning at 10 Eastern, and all remaining decisions will be announced.
All right. Well, until Thursday, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you very much.
You're welcome.